Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Have you ever watched those shows on History Channel or the Discovery Channel that highlight these men and women who live out in the mountains? They're like off the grid. They're all alone out in the wilderness. I mean, it can be pretty interesting in some ways. I mean, these guys, they'll chop down a tree and in like 15 minutes they've made a canoe or like built a whole house or something else crazy. They know what plants to eat, which ones not to eat. They can kill these wild deer with their bare hands, and they've learned how to smelt iron to create tools. I mean, it's real wilderness stuff, you know? And while it can be really interesting to do a show on it, it can be pretty hard to imagine ourselves in that situation. Can you imagine living out in the woods and having to rely just on what you know to survive? I mean, I know some of us might think, oh, finally I get some peace and quiet. But let's be honest. I mean, the vast majority of us would probably be dead in about a week. I don't know, some probably much less. But while it seems nuts to go out and live in the woods and build a house out of a tree and kill your own food and eke out your life based on your knowledge alone, we do that a lot. But rather than physically going out into the woods, we do that emotionally. We do that relationally. We even do that spiritually. I mean, one of the quickest paths to destruction is isolation. It puts you in this world where your betterment is completely reliant upon yourself. I mean, your own ability, your own strength, your own knowledge. When we isolate, we're literally creating a ceiling in our own lives, one that's controlled by our own ability to manage and handle issues and to grow. And sadly, this is a mindset that is somewhat built into Western culture. I mean, we live in a society that values independence. Now, on the top level of that, there's nothing wrong with that. But easily, independence becomes isolation. I mean, we hear this in phrases like, I'm my own person, or I'm in control of my destiny, or I'm going to do me. I mean, people are unwilling to allow anyone to have any input into their lives, any input into their problems or their struggles. They want to be free to live, you know, how they want. And it's at this moment that independence becomes isolation. And really, if you think about it, social media has made this worse. I mean, social media is a way we present the best of highlights about our lives. There's nothing wrong necessarily with showing your best of highlights, but too often we use these best moments to hide our worst moments. It's way easier to put up a happy photo than to deal with a broken heart. And this perfection-focused society doesn't really make room for our faults. I mean, it demands we present perfection and that we fix our problems on our own time. The good news is that Western culture isn't God's culture. I mean, our culture values perfection and appearances, but God values honesty and relationship. What the culture wants lives very happily in isolation, but what God wants needs community. God wants us to share our lives with himself and his people. He wants us to immerse ourselves in life-giving relationships. And the reason for that is the best part. It's because he knows that we reach our potential in community. Well, how? Well, in my own life, these life-giving relationships have really encouraged me. They've helped me through tough seasons. They've shown me areas of concern in my life that really I couldn't see for myself. I mean, they refused to let me walk alone. They've offered their shoulder when I needed comfort. And they've even lended me their faith when mine was low. I mean, they've helped me process pain and overcome sin in my life. They've helped me see the very best in myself when I couldn't see it for myself. But isolation has only brought me fear and frustration and hopelessness. I mean, only in isolation have my problems actually gotten worse. My outlook gets bleaker and my hope of being better than I am right now gets dimmer. But when I'm around people who know me, and who know God and who want to see me succeed, hope comes alive in me. My faith in God is strengthened, and I stop just dreaming about a day when I could be better. I begin living it. It's really easy to see why Satan wants us in isolation. I mean, he wants us to stay in our sin and remain in our brokenness. But when we abandon isolation, when we're willing to talk about our imperfections and address our issues, light shines even into the darkest place of our hearts, and we experience freedom. So today, fight the culture. We are more connected than ever, yet we are more isolated than ever. And God's desire for us is community, because in the context of community, we can become who God wants us to be. If you're isolated, come down out of the mountains and find one person who knows you and who knows God. Talk to them. Pour out your life to them. If you need help, ask for it. If you need encouragement, ask for it. In Christ, there's no shame in asking for help. Once you do, once you make this decision to be more intentional about living life with godly people, you're going to see all of the muck that comes with isolation replaced by freedom that comes with relationship.